Yes, sir, thank you. And this time the studio is full of paints and canvas and beautiful girls because we're dedicating this edition of Comedy Capers to artists. And to start it off, we're going to let the ensemble paint the first picture for you, a beautiful picture, too, as they sing Painting the Clouds with Sunshine.
When I paint in the gay, I never feel that way.
Thank you, boys and girls. That was a ray of sunshine indeed. There are artists and artists, the kind who paint and the kind who play beautiful music. Elvia Allman is trying to improve Junior's appreciation of good music. And if you listen closely, you'll observe she's having her difficulties. Here they are, Mother and Junior.
Sit still, Junior. Listen to the radio, dear. They're playing a scherzo. Oh, just listen to the pizzicato of the strings. Pizzicato. No, I'm not talking baby talk. It's pizzicato, dear. That means, pizzicato means, well, it means pluck strings, darling. Pluck. No, darling, that isn't how they pluck geese. Now, don't be funny. Now, just sit still and listen. No, you can't play football. Oh, this music's very inspiring. You'll just grow to love it, dear. Mendelssohn wrote it. No, darling, he didn't write Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries. Now, darling, you must learn to appreciate good music, and you'll have a richer, fuller life, like... No, Daddy's life isn't so full or rich. No, and playing marbles isn't more fun. Now, just be quiet, dear. You can't hear. Shh, be quiet. They're going to play the second movement of Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony. How do I know? Because they just announced it. Why is it the Fourth Symphony? Because it isn't the second or the third, darling. It's the fourth, that's all. I don't know. Maybe they didn't have time to learn the other three, dear. Now, sit still. No, Junior, Tchaikovsky didn't write When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain, and that isn't the kind of music Mother wants you to like. Now, you want to be a cultured man like Daddy, don't you, dear? Yes, I know Daddy always whistles through that kiss, but he likes the other kind. Yes, he does, dear. Mother knows what Daddy likes. And it isn't that blonde next door. Junior, you've been playing with that little bad boy. I know... Darling, I don't know whether the conductor's bald or not. Yes, I know the conductor on the trolley is bald, but it's a different kind of conductor. Now, precious, sit still. Stop squirming. It'll be over in 5 minutes, dear, and think of all you've learned. Junior, will you keep quiet? All right, go and play. You'll grow up to be just like your father's people. No appreciation for better things.
Well, Junior didn't seem to care for the symphony, but maybe you'll care for this orchestra, the Comedy Caper Orchestra playing Canadian Capers.
Thank you.
We have now a true life picture painted by those two theatrical artists, Clark and Cleary, the stock company from the stockyards. They still think an easel is a small animal. Here they are, Clark and Cleary.
Take care, beware, beware. Clark and Cleary are on the air.
There are all kinds of artists, ladies and gentlemen. Trapeze artists, radio artists, con artists, and just plain artists. We have with us in the studio that famous motion picture artist, Claude Cunningham, with the accent on the ham. He claims to be of the English nobility and will be interviewed by Mr. Cleary.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Now, Claude, I believe you were an earl, were you not?
That's correct, sir.
Now, Earl, I want you to tell us all you know, and that shouldn't take about 2 minutes.
I'm at your service, sir.
Now, Earl, what is your full title?
My full title is the Earl of Worcestershire, overlord of the province of Slitheringham in Paddingford under Wexford, adjacent to Surrey. I'm Knight of the Bath, Knight of the Garter, Knight Templar, Knight of Columbus, Knight of All Knights, Nelson and Knight, and especially Saturday Night.
Very good. Now, Earl, who is your favorite motion picture star?
Michael Mouse.
And who, in your opinion, is the outstanding character in American public life today?
Popeye.
Who are your favorite radio stars?
Clark and Cleary.
Very good. Are you married?
No, but my wife is.
Then you're divorced.
Oh, thoroughly.
It must be hard to lose a wife.
Darn near impossible.
How did it happen?
Well, she went back to her husband.
Would you mind telling us, Earl, the true story of how you and your wife separated?
Well, that's rather embarrassing.
I wouldn't feel that way about it. I'm sure everyone is interested in the eternal triangle.
Oh, it wasn't a triangle. It was a circle.
A circle.
Yes, she gave me the runaround. You see, I forgot my briefcase one morning and returned home unexpectedly.
Yes, I've heard that one before.
Oh, have you? Well, there she sat on the davenport, and this other chap was caressing her hand and cutting his cheek close to hers and occasionally kissing her.
I bet you raised a rumpus.
Well, I'm afraid I was a little severe.
Yes, I can imagine.
Yes, I did scold her terribly. I said, Alice, I'm surprised at you. Oh, there'll be no shooting. You shall have your divorce, but I certainly think it's very vulgar of you to carry on like this.
What did she say to that?
Well, I think for a moment she was really nonplussed.
What did you do to the man?
Well, I jolly well set him in his place.
I'll bet you did.
I said, see here, you beastly bounder. You at least might have the courtesy to stop kissing her when I'm talking to her.
Clark asked Cleary the other day if he ever heard of an artist's smock. Cleary said yes. He tried to kiss a model one time, and she gave him a smock on the nose. And now the four trumpets paint us a picture of the sunny South. This is what artists call an action picture. So climb on board, let the drivers roll, and see this panorama of magnolias, honeysuckles, cotton fields, and sugarcane. All aboard for the Southern Jack.
She got a great big legs and a duty bird feet. Oh, Lordy, be
hard to mind, getting red hot.
Oh, Lordy, be
the best of his mind. Hard to mind, getting red hot.
Oh, Lordy, be
coming down the line. Eat your pork and beans, your hard to mind, too.
Rub them shuffles all night long. Oh, Lordy, be
hard to mind, getting red hot.
Oh, Lordy, be
the best of his mind. Oh, that Southern Jack. Oh, that Southern Jack.
Trumpets. Each one an artist, and all put together, they make a picture of everything from a trumpet to a bass fiddle. Well, we'll have to roll up the canvases and put the paint back in the tubes because the artist's edition of Comedy Capers is over. This is Tom Post bidding you all farewell, but remember, she may not be a model girl just because she poses. Thank you.